host of Haleywood, a new iHeart original podcast. In the 1990s, there was no bigger star than Bruce Willis, and nowhere for him to go where he wasn't treated like Hollywood royalty. But almost by accident, Willis found his escape, a tiny town called Haley, Idaho.
We kept hearing a corporation named Ixnay was making offers to buy some property right on Main Street.
It turns out Bruce Willis didn't just want to live in Haley. He wanted to transform it, and that's when Haley became something else entirely. It's a tale people close to Bruce Willis have never been keen on telling.
And he said they smashed my gun, brought me up, so they told me to get out of town.
But it's a story that people are telling. For the very first time. Listen to Haleywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Hey, this is Adam Devine.
I'm just home.
Blake Anderson.
Kyle Rich, yeah.
And guess what, guys? We host the iHeart Podcast.
This is important.
Voices from the hit TV show Workaholics, one of the major motion picture.
Game over, man!
It's true, we're all still super cool brothers. We love each other so much.
I love you guys.
We've been spending a lot of time on Zoom during this pandemic, chatting each other's ears and butts off.
These conversations, they're important.
Yeah.
So here we are, all our important conversations for free on the internet.
Yeah.
How did you say it right?
On the internet.
The TSI. So take advantage of this great opportunity and listen to This Is Important on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The capital of Broadway today, downtown, we are the new part of the town for the day. A Buffalo Rock and a real picture of the inconsistency of our offensive front. But the Rams box is more troubling because it's so solid. It's so solid. So last night is, we all know that Stafford is better than Jared Goff. Right? We all know. It's not what I'm arguing about that. But I said this weeks ago, Sean McVay shouldn't suppress his creativity because Stafford's better. The Rams use the same 11 personnel movement on all 7 positions. The first pass, where is that? And McVay to me has got too much blind faith in him. But he's not that mobile. He's more mobile than Goff, but I wouldn't classify him as a super mobile quarterback. Tom Hanks is great. He needs a script. He's had bad movies too. The first half of the season, they got strict drops, 11 personnel. Well, Tennessee's too good and too well coached. They sniffed that crap out. We know Stafford is better. But Tom Brady last year was playoff. You can't be quarterback, can't just be all in it. Brady needed that running game, which they kind of lacked throughout the regular season. And then at the playoffs, oh, that's correct. Ronald Jones had a running game. Oh, Tom's better. Mahomes threatening. It's a rebuilding that offensive line. Mahomes needs help. And so I think sometimes that Sean McVay has suppressed his creativity. And it's almost like Matt Stafford to say, Matt, empty set, make it happen. No, Matt Stafford needs to stop for the city. And they're ranking, and they don't know where last night. That's Tennessee smelled it and a better game plan more physical. But you can't just say, Matt, you just draw back. Let's clear it out, no back set. No back set. Matt Stafford in the baseball in those games. Not against good teams, not against well-coached teams, not against teams with good pass rush. In the second half, there's a lot of deception, a lot of counters, a lot. Well, all of a sudden, Matt's got more success, and Matt has more time to throw. I think they looked at Stafford as such a savior. We all know that. It's not an argument. But, and I'm going to give the Tennessee Titans credit. Everybody's saying, like, the Rams had a lot of penalties. That was uncharacteristic. You know why teams have penalties? When the game goes faster. And Tennessee made the game faster. There's more holdings. You're out of scores. You have to get them out. Some of that is not just the Rams not playing well. That's Tennessee. I always said, you take a typist who types 7 words a minute and ask that person to type 120 words a minute, they're going to make more mistakes. Like the Titans, they make Josh Allen make more mistakes. And Matt Stafford makes more mistakes. And the offense makes more mistakes. And the offense holds more. You got to give some credit to Tennessee for all those Ram mistakes. Because they got out. You made mistakes.